Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined by phone today by Kelly Alsup. She is a horticulture educator for the University of Illinois Extension. We're continuing our discussion yesterday from upcoming events that they're holding, and we're moving on to learning about bees.
I also have another program.
Okay.
And it is really exciting because part of Extension's job is to connect my community to University of Illinois. So one of the things that we have been having is that we've been having this surge of beekeeping in our area. I mean, everybody is starting with their own bees. They're learning about bees. We talk about pollinators and bees and the need for these insects in our backyard. So we decided that we were going to put on a backyard beekeeping workshop for those people who already have bees or are interested in starting their own bees. And we're connecting the University of Illinois because we have some amazing speakers in this lineup. One of the speakers is May Barenbaum, and she is an entomologist from the University of Illinois. She's been the head of the entomology department for 25 years. But she's actually quite famous, but a lot of people don't know her name because she was one of the main entomologists that worked on the USDA honeybee colony collapse disorder.
Oh, interesting.
And what they discovered was that you couldn't really just blame it on the neonicotinoids, that it was a multitude of things, as is with most illnesses, and that it was the varroa mites. It was the fact that they didn't have enough nectar and pollen, that their habitat was no longer there. And it was the fact that their bees are being transported across the country. For instance, a lot of the bees go down to California to pollinate the almond. And when they're there, they share their diseases and their pests with each other. It was really, really kind of, you know, cool to understand that we can't just blame the honeybee colony collapse disorder on one thing. We must approach it from different components. She had a quote that I thought was really, really cool. She said, "Bees are scary in that they have no business being so smart. They are organized and capable of unbelievable feats, such as communicating exact locations to their nest mates by orienting the polarized light in the sun. Honeybees air conditioner their own homes. They know when more forages are needed, and they know when more nurses are needed." So the honeybees really are, you know, quite amazing creatures. And when they fly, they're kind of like dust mops. So everything attracts to them because they kind of have static electricity when they fly. So that's why, you know, chemicals are concerned when there are bees around because, you know, they can't break down these chemicals. And what she found in her research was that it was more than just neonicotinoids. It was herbicides. It was fungicides that were on these bees. So she definitely is, you know, the speaker that is definitely should be the draw because she's going to come and she's going to talk about what is the state of bee research in the United States. What are we still researching? What do we still need to research? What has she researched? But then we have some other University of Illinois specialists coming down. We have Ian Trinelio, and he's going to come and talk about bee sting and why they sting and all the different nuances to bee stinging. Then we have the director of the University of Illinois Pollinatarium. I know you're saying, pollinatarium? What's a pollinatarium?
Yeah.
Well, it is the first freestanding center, science center, devoted to flowering plants and pollinators.
Oh, wow.
So what they do is, that's all they do, is they educate on pollinators and the plants that they need. And so she's going to come and talk to us about what plants the bees like, because I think a lot of beekeepers, they look for places to put their hives, but they may not necessarily notice what is around that could be flowering to feed their bees. And so if they come up on a location and it has some of these plants that she's talking about, then they know that their bees aren't going to starve to death, right?
Right.
because we don't want the bees to starve. We want them to have plenty of nectar, especially if we're raising bees.
Yeah, very interesting. I've watched beekeepers on YouTube in the past, and I was like, wow, this wasn't what I expected to see. Just when they switch out hives and when they go get colonies that are hanging out in trees and things like that. It's really interesting to see this person at work, for sure.
If you ever have a bee infestation, always call a local beekeeper because they will definitely come out. They want those bees. But they can have one cluster of bees in a tree, and they can put out their little hive and then go up and hit that tree limb, and those bees will actually march into that hive.
Wow.
Because they're looking for stuff like that. And especially if the queen is in there, they're going to go where she goes.
Now, the extension office is one place you can call if you have a colony of bees hanging out where they really don't need to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to connect you to local beekeepers, and those beekeepers are going to come out and they'll take care of your issue and no problem. That is definitely something that is not hard for us to do.
Very good. So
now that
beekeeping
workshop is on Saturday, April 15th. Now, that's in Bloomington because we want it to be a central location, but we still really want to serve any beekeepers or potential beekeepers in Livingston and Woodford also.
Very good. That's a lot of things to keep in mind for upcoming events, but you have more planned for the later spring and summer, and I'm sure we'll have you back to talk about all those events.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cindy.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Kelly Alsip. She is a horticulture educator for the University of Illinois Extension. Thank you again for giving us a call today. You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.